coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Hey, welcome to this edition of the Hagman Report. It is Thursday, the 8th day of August, 2024. You know, folks, Steve Quayle is with me, obviously. If it's Thursday, it's Thursdays with Steve. He's got a lot of information. We both have a lot of information to go over. But before we get into that, I want to just say something here. You know, one of the primary issues I care about is the safety of my family. It's the safety of my grandchildren. It's the safety and, it goes beyond just mere physical safety, but safety of data. You know, look, I tune into various programs all across the airwaves, whether it's Real America's Voice or One American News, or, I mean, you name the program. One thing every show, and I'm telling you, if you watch them, you know, one thing every show is saying, you better be prepared for things that are going to happen. Having said that, I am so absolutely, and Steve's going to introduce Tina from the satellite phone store, but I'm so absolutely excited to be able to offer solutions to those who want them. Again, very important. I make no apologies for allowing this platform to be used for solutions. And that's what this is all about. Dark bag. I got one of these dark bags. Now, hang on. They're right there. Okay. This is quality. I'm going to tell you, this is quality. It used, well, okay. So this provides protection of your personal self as well as protection of your data. Now, I have tried this out. No, I haven't been shot at. Okay, so no.
We can try that out.
Yeah, there's a volunteer right there. Believe me, after today, there's a volunteer. Yeah, but you know, think of this as something that you could give to your son, your daughter, someone close to you. And look, I'm not a big backpack guy. Okay, I'm the old fashioned briefcase guy. But knowing what I know today, and having seen some things of late, I would take this over a briefcase or even a large purse for women, okay? Because it protects data as well as protects your physical self and its quality. I mean, you pick this up and it exudes quality, but it also provides protection. So the reason I bring this up now is because Steve is going to bring on Tina from the satellite phone store. Actually, darkbags.com. Dark Bags. I want you to commit that to memory. Darkbags.com. You go there and you look at the offerings from darkbags.com. And Steve's going to talk about another site, and Tina will as well. But specifically that, this could save your life. This could save your banking data, your personal data. Not that, you know, I'm a big fan of having data, as Kamala would say, or Mattress Back Harris would say, pardon me, folks, but, you know, it's in the cloud. It's in the cloud. But she's unburdened by what has been, right? All right. But no, in all seriousness, folks, this is because you tune into these other shows. Hey, they're great on health solutions. I mean, for example, the wellness company, they talk about that all the time. But I think we are one of the only platforms, well, not really, because there are others, but that really focus on the 360-degree protection. And that's what I'd like to look at this as 360-degree protection offered by Tina from the satellite phone store, specifically darkbags.com. So with that, again, we have a lot to get into, but Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, Renaissance Precious Metals and Gen 6, and of course, a well-known author, speaker, researcher, and you name it, a filmmaker, a photographer, an all-around good guy who just had a birthday. Happy birthday, belated, again, last week. I hope you got some emails saying happy birthday. But with me is Steve Quayle. How you doing, Steve?
Well, good, Doug. And I think that this is important to start out this show. We're going to call it a lifomercial. There's a difference between an infomercial and a lifomercial. By the way, people need to understand the backpacks that we'll be showing from the escape zone are bulletproof. And I mean, that doesn't just mean you can wear and tear them. I mean, that means if you shoot specific firearms on it, it will protect whoever is holding the backpack or has it on their back. So I'm going to bring on Tina and Jennifer. Those are the two ladies you see on the screen, because, again, one of the names of the product is Escape Zone. All the stuff is available at sat123.com or Go Dark Bags. Correct, Tina? Go Dark Bags?
Darkbags.com.
Yeah, I almost put a go in there.
Weren't you listening, Steve? I said dark bag. Never mind. Go ahead, sir.
But anyway, it's critical because every day, Tina was in Sarasota when the horrible storm came through. And in essence, ladies and gentlemen, there are millions of people in the United States without power. But one of the most critical areas, and my kudos, Tina, to addressing this, is bulletproof, not only clothing, but luggage, whether it's a woman's purse, whether it's a backpack for children or people that want a small backpack or the bigger backpacks. So, Tina, I'm excited. And I think, again, the name Escape Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to be where everyone else isn't. That's the primary rule in survival. So, Tina, share the new products because I'm excited. Obviously, I got them on my desk, and I'm encouraged by people that are understanding. They can hold the backpack up against their window if you get a bunch of goons driving by. And one of the things that people don't understand is you have to put a barrier between you and evil or what it is that's coming at you. So the goal of Hagman Report is to basically give people the most well-rounded product offering that can keep them and their loved ones alive. Go ahead, Tina. Hi, Jennifer.
So thank you so much, Steve. It was on the Hagman show last year that you and I, we were on there, and one of the questions came up. Why do you not have a Faraday bag that's a backpack already? And I think Doug asked me that, and I'm like, that is a good question. Then I started searching. There were backpacks that had Faraday, but they weren't nice, and they weren't bulletproof. So what we did is we hired in San Diego. We have the Navy here, and we hired some Navy SEALs to help us put one together and design it and put a Faraday pocket for the school kids or for anyone to be able to hide their phone when they don't want to be listened in on, or if they want to protect themselves from EMF. And Jennifer is going to show you the backpack right now. But the idea came from doing this show, Steve and Doug. But go ahead, Jennifer.
Yeah, so I know you guys already showed the backpack a little bit. Here's another look at it. We have it in two colors. It's in this black color, and it's also in gray. And then our Faraday pouch on this backpack specifically is located on the back. There's a pocket right here. And this is strategic because we wanted a place for people to put their phones, their wallets, their keys, where it can be pressed against your back while you're wearing it so no one can steal or try to take your personal items. So it's perfectly protected over here. People can't try to steal your information or track you. It blocks the EMP, the EMFs, the excess radiation, and all that kind of thing. And then the actual bulletproofing in this backpack is in the main compartment. We use a Kevlar plate that's been tested by the military, as Tina said. It has a military grading of 3A on the bulletproofing for these ones.
Yeah. So they took it out and shot at it with different types of guns, I think about six different guns. And the Kevlar inside stopped every bullet. So
they shot it both ways.
Yeah, so the certificate is on the website for this backpack by the military here in San Diego.
I want to add to that, Tina and Jennifer, that level 3A That's good up to 44 Magnum. And what Tina is saying is they shot it with seven different calibers, not just seven different types of rifles. I just want to help you. It's critical, ladies and gentlemen, that entry level is level 3A. And instead of wearing a vest, and those get bulky, what was designed by Tina and the crew. And by the way, I talked to these guys. They're like real SEALs. And a couple of them I'm familiar with from the years in the backpacking business. So this was the perfect integration of products, function, and I would say this, the necessity to have it, because you never know when a stray bullet. And Tina, one of the things that you and I talked about is the stray bullets, people shooting at people, especially in Los Angeles. You're braver than I am. You would go with a bulletproof backpack. I wouldn't go without a Sherman tank. Seriously, it's getting so bad there. But ladies and gentlemen, these are critical pieces, not just for the combined effect of the Faraday bag. And key people are stealing key codes. They're stealing everything they can steal electronically. These backpacks will keep everybody from being geofenced. If you're driving from point A to point B, you put your phone in there in the Faraday that's built in Faraday bag that's built in the backpack, and you cannot be tracked. And I'm going to make this clear. We have 450, Doug, maybe what, 600 people in jail because they were all arrested on their cell phone presence at the Capitol. So it's important that, again, this is not just, sometimes they use the word bulletproof as meaning it'll wear and tear. No, these are bulletproof. Actually, the true word should be ballistic. So these have been tested. They have been, blown apart. And guess what? They stayed together. So it's important that people understand that, in essence, when you're taking whatever is the most valuable items when you're going to be going from point A to point B, if needed, you can pull the backpack up, and Tina and I were talking, and you can put it on your window, your driver's side window, because in essence, sometimes people just pull up. And ladies and gentlemen, it's getting crazy. I don't need to tell you. So ballistic protection and clothing and purses are critical, because so many times deflected rounds, meaning a bullet that's meant to go one place, will ricochet off another. And I would tell you all that, again, I was in the backpacking business. These are brilliant designs. I'm not bragging. I know the designers. I had a chance to have a Zoom call, and they know what they're doing. So, Tina, share some of the other things that you're working on, especially from the – you just guys go for it, because this is a life commercial, and I'm encouraging everybody to pick up the phone and order this stuff and get it, because people are buying these things, and we want to have Hagman listeners be able to be given, get in line. And I know that sounds crazy, but you've got to recognize there's too many cyber attacks. There's too many electrical grids, in essence, going down, too many weird things happening. So, again, you want to be at the right place at the right time, never the wrong place at the wrong time. And you want to have the right equipment. Go ahead, Tina.
Before Tina, let me just add one thing on the backpack, if I might, before you move on. Eric the Tech and I were talking earlier today, and I've got to say this. Okay, most people wear it on their backs, and that does provide the protection, from your back. I walked in the studio, and he had it on the front. Actually, it worked well, and he said, the front too. If you're going into, or if you're facing, for whatever reason, the threat, it works well on the chest or on to cover this your center mass. So, just saying, and you can also use it as a shield in that position. But so leave it to Eric the Tech. Great job on that. Go ahead, Tina. Didn't mean to interrupt, but go on.
Yeah. So one of the reasons why we came up with these bags was we were watching some podcasts with the teachers complaining that they're going to start taking the phones away from school kids because their phones are ringing in the classroom. So you don't want the schools to control, because schools are pretty bad these days. You don't want them to control your phone. So you put your phone, so now you have a backpack that you can store your phone. The phone won't ring in the classroom, but the students can still get the messages from their mom and dad. And if there is an emergency, the students can still take out their phone and call instead of the school holding it until you get out of class, or you get out of school before they give it back to you. So this is one of the biggest reasons is that we're doing that. The thing is we do have 2,000 of them in stock. And then after that, the next shipment is not going to be until October for 3,000 more. So just wanted to let you know, once the 2,000 are gone, they'll be in back order until October. But she's going to show you, Jennifer's going to show you another product that we came up with as well that did not exist.
So I know that Doug mentioned that he's more of a briefcase kind of guy. So far, what we created is a laptop over the shoulder sleeve. There's also two straps on the inside so you can hold it like a bag as well. So basically, our idea for this was that a lot of people go to work, and as soon as they log off of work and close their laptop and they go home and they take their laptop with them, they're still being tracked. They're still, your electronics are still emitting EMFs, excess radiation at you. So there's actually a built-in Faraday bag. So when you log off of work, you're actually logging off of work. No one's taking information or tracking you, and you're blocking that excess radiation. So we will be making a bigger version of this as well. The collection is constantly expanding. So
yeah. So we do have 500 of these bags. So what she was saying is that, you know, your work is tracking you, and the work has no business tracking you after 8 hours. Once you've done your work, you put the laptop in your Faraday bag. No one can track you. And not to mention, Steve, what about the EMF that's coming from the 5G that's transmitting to you? Why have your electronics not in a Faraday bag when you're not using them? You know, what do they say? In 10 years, one out of two people will have cancer is the latest. And I looked at about 60 studies that shows that these are the EMF from the phone is causing cancer. Now, you and I have only been exposed to this maybe 5-6 years, but our grandkids and our children, they're exposed to it from a very young age. Imagine what's going to happen to them. Why keep your phone out when you're not using it? Put it in a Faraday bag. We did also, this is also designed by the SEALs. This is designed to hold a satellite phone, but this also will hold your cell phone in case you have a wallet or something in the back of it. So either one, or you can put your batteries, so you can put your phone in there, or you can, so this block will block the EMF, it will block the signal, and it will also protect you from being tracked. If you go voting this year, you don't want to be tracked while you're on your way to voting. So highly recommend it that you keep your Faraday bag in here. Or if you go to, if you go to Trump rallies, I'm putting all of my stuff in a Faraday bag because I don't want to be tracked. This will also hold any of the satellite phones that you have purchased. You just put them in there and then you seal it, and that will protect it from an EMP attack. But I think Jennifer is going to show another product that we invented that didn't exist.
And I just wanted to add one thing on the specific bag that Tina's holding up. A lot of people have said that they like to use this when they go to sleep. They put this on their nightstand and they put their phone in here so there's no excess radiation being emitted at you while you're sleeping. Because usually people put their cell phones by their bed. And I want to mention that your alarm will still go off if your phone is in here. It's just, it's blocking the excess signals that are coming off of your phone. You won't get any calls while you're sleeping, but you probably wouldn't want to answer those anyways. Right. So just something to mention.
Yeah. You'll notice, Doug, that when you put your phone in here and you go to sleep, that a lot of people are having headaches, that the headaches within 1 week will go away. Because when you put this next to your head when you go to sleep, and the children fall asleep with the phone right next to them. We need to, as parents, we need to be very careful with that. We need to make sure that they don't have the phone right next to them when they're asleep, or go into their room and put their phone in a Faraday bag while they're sleeping. But go ahead.
My wife will echo that, by the way. She's a horrible sleeper. She doesn't sleep well, but the... one thing that we did using that very product, She's now in the habit of putting her phone in that bag. And I'm telling you, it does make a difference in sleep interruption, in the quality of sleep that you get. I'm just saying, okay, it works. So thank you for that. Go ahead.
We have a couple more products we wanted to show you. We actually created some handbags for women in mind. There's two sizes. This is our smaller size. And we also have this bigger size. And what is nice about these is that they do have a Faraday component in here. So there's actually a pouch inside for you to put your phone, wallet, keys again. And there's also an easy access emergency
weapon
holster over here with a magnetic closure. So you can easily put anything you need to get access of right away in case something happens in here. I know being women ourselves, there's always that constant fear. You never know what's going to happen if you're walking to your car at night. So this is nice for those reasons.
Yeah. So it's got a gun holster. I don't know if you can see it. And then also, yeah, so you can, whatever your weapon of choice is to protect yourself, in some states you can't carry a gun, but you can definitely put your knife or your pepper spray, taser, whatever it is for a woman to protect herself, is in here. These are built very nice, one of the nicest material. They aren't cheap. They're $199, but it costs a lot of money to make these because we use the top material on all of our product. We've used the top material to make.
All these products are meant to be everyday items that you carry with you to protect yourself. So that's why we chose the materials that we chose. So I think that's all the products we have to show on the Faraday side of things.
Yeah. And then on the Be Ready, Steve, as you were talking, I was in Florida and I lost electricity. I was just like, the road were, unless I had a boat, I couldn't get out or a kayak or something. You know, we had 16 inches of water from the storm. And I did lose electricity. I did go to my backup generator. We have made it very reasonable for everyone. Go to BeReady.com. We have all kinds of generators from small, like this desktop one. I don't know if you can see it. Yeah, small to large. And we put packages together so you can have a way to be able to charge it should there be a longer time your place without electricity. Let's say a week or 2 weeks or a month, you want to be able to charge it. So we've included these solar panels. They're very easy to carry. Anybody can carry them. Even the 400 watt one, usually those things weigh about 200 pounds. These only weigh about 50 pounds and they have a handle and you can carry it out. So they're portable. You can take them outside, charge your generator so that you can keep your food, your refrigerator, your everyday necessity, your computer, and everything that you want to keep on. So they start out, I think, at $600, and they go all the way up to $10,000 if you want to, get your whole house set up. But if you just want to be able to just take it, plug in your fridge, toaster, fan, AC, whatever it is that you really have to have. In Florida, AC was very important to have because it was, even with the storm, it was still rather humid.
Well, I think, too, BeReady123.com, the obvious thing is, as we watch everybody, the first thing that happens when the power goes out, people panic. The second thing that happens, and most people do, they won't admit it, but everybody goes to a light switch and guess what? Turns it on and it doesn't turn on. We're such creatures of habit. But again, Tina and Jennifer, the most important thing is to secure your food in your fridge or in your refrigerator or your freezer, because it is the second largest expenditure now. And even if you have the money to go replace it when the stores open up, we're watching store after store after store fail. So I would encourage everyone to get a hold of BeReady123.com. And when you look at the different power generation storage cell facilities that they have, I mean, the individual items, look at what they will power, because it's critical to keep your refrigerator or freezer going. The nice thing about the EcoFlow system is you can charge it off your car, too. So that's why you always want to have a full tank of gas. So the multiple ability to charge us, not just by solar, but there's so many different ways, or by portable generators. The thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, EcoFlows are quiet and silent. And that's a really critical issue, especially when you get people who are broke, homeless, and going crazy. So, you know, I would encourage everyone, BeReady123.com. Hey, Tina, is there a special for us if they mention our show? Is there a 10% or something on that?
Yeah, if they mention that they heard us on this podcast, the agent will automatically give them 10% off.
Okay.
You guys rock. All right. So folks, listen. The links will be in the program description box, but make sure you mention you heard it on the Hagman Report. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, I think with the cyber attacks that have already happened and the terror attacks, I want everyone to understand something. Iran is going to use their internal army within the United States if the United States gets involved between the Iranian and Israeli war. So, ladies and gentlemen, there's going to be multiple areas around the country, multiple, where they're going to simply be without power. They're going to be without the ability of sanitation. It's going to be really difficult. So what we're trying to do is alleviate difficulties by providing you answers ahead of time. And, Doug, I'm watching the banking stuff, and Tina and Jennifer, I think you know this, but the banks are becoming problematic. Specific banks have specific lists of products they will not allow their customers to buy. And interestingly enough, not only firearms and not only precious metals, but the anything that could be construed as survival, prep-oriented, preparedness-oriented. So I'm telling everyone, look, I send out flash alerts in the night through Q-files and other stuff, but it's getting so problematic. It being, you cannot count on anything that you've counted on before. You have to anticipate it will go down. We've already been notified, the guys that pay attention to this, that there's massive amounts of coded information going out to the different, if you will, terrorist groups in the United States. And it specifically is talking about the ones that can be broken. Not all of it's breakable, but the codes are saying they're going after the infrastructure. They're going after the electrical generating. They're going after water treatment plants, et cetera, et cetera. So it's critical. And Doug, great idea, Eric, about spinning the bulletproof, the bigger backpack around. You'll want to understand it's not just someone shooting at you with a sniper's rifle. It's ricochets. And ricochets, if they hit you, you don't care if it was shot at you or it hit you, it will make all the difference in the world. So, Tina, I love the name Escape Zone because, I mean, we are now in a zone of everything that you, a worst-case scenario that a lot of us talked about for 30 years is now in play, and it's not linear. So, you know, I think the ballistic packs are just dynamite. I think the echo flow, and ladies and gentlemen, this is a critical, critical issue. Sat phone, sat123.com. Look, I know some of you said, I don't have anybody to call. Well, forgive me, but, you know, then go to the bivy stick. But these are the two ladies that are obviously handling the product. And when Tina says, I watched it multiple times, look, we only have 300 left. And by the next time a show plays, let's say that was on a Monday, plays on a Friday, Doug, you and I have both watched this. The phones are no longer in stock. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, sat123.com, BeReady123.com. And, Tina, how many backpacks, what's the weight now in backpacks if they order them today?
So we got them in. So we got 2,000 of them. We had about 300 in back order. That leaves us with about 1,700. The next batch of 5,000 will be delivered in October. So if once the 1,700 are gone, they'll be back order. I would like to tell everyone that has children that are going back to school, I would get them this backpack. It increases your chances of survival greatly. According to the military, I think they said about 95% chance of a better survival rating if you have a some kind of a bulletproof, whether it's a vest or a backpack or any kind of a bulletproof shield, in case you are in a line of fire. And it doesn't just need to be in school, at the mall. Everywhere you go these days, it is getting dangerous. Hopefully, they never need it. But if they did, they have a higher rate of survival. So I would say the 1700 will probably go for the, you know, mainly before school starts. And then we have the other backpack, which is $650. But that one, it's all Faraday. It's got Faraday up for your laptop, for your iPad, for your keys, for your wallet, for your cell phone. It's pretty heavy duty. And that's the one that we get that next week. We have 700 of them coming. And then after that, we won't have any until after Christmas. It takes a long time to make these, Steve. I have learned when you come up with an idea, it's that you don't snap a finger and they get done. It takes a long time to make them. And I'm pushing and pushing, and that's what we have.
Well, I think the supply chain is what's critical, too, because I remember saying we're going from a time where we used to have the word selection to lack of availability. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the critical point. I would call this, Doug, the critical path to get in line, get what you can get now. Are the purses available for immediate shipment?
So the small purses, we have about 3,000 coming, but we have about 108 of them in stock. The large purses, I don't have any until in about a month, but you can definitely pre-order, so you'll be the first to get them when they do come in.
And Doug, you know, I'm seeing the economic terrorism being targeting anyone who's conservative, anyone who's a Christian, anyone who is even thinking that things are going to go bad. And over the weekend, you guys, we're watching Civil War talk. By the way, it's coming from the Democrats. But the idea is that you want to have every benefit in any situation, because you never know what event is going to happen from point A to point B. And it's getting more and more critical, and is building to, I would say, this a flashpoint. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, pick up the phone and sat123.com. Get your Echo Flow, ECCOFLOW, and all of these will be on the screen, Tina, so people will be able to see that. But time is no one's friend any longer. I want to make that statement. There's an original Q statement. Time is no longer your friend, and it's not on your side. It's working against all of us. We go to sleep, evil doesn't go to sleep. We wake up, evil is multiplied. So, Tina, is there anything you want to share? Because, number one, thanks. Great ideas, great products. And by the way, I used to sell bulletproof vests in every configuration you can imagine. And this was such the right application of the different bulletproof materials, whether it's SpectraShield, Kevlar, or some of the other ones. And ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you what. I got to talk to the manufacturers. They know their stuff. I used to be in the backpack business, you know, manufacturing them, not bulletproof. But what an amazing line of products. So again, I want to thank you, Jennifer. By the way, it's nice meeting you. We've talked on the phone. But again, the thing is that share your last thoughts, because we're going in for the rest of the show into how truly dire it is. And it's not to scare people, but it's to motivate people, because it's better to be, in this case, a week too early, have stuff. And EchoFlow ships right away, doesn't it?
Yes, we have quite a few million dollars in inventory. That's the reason why we are able to lower the price really low, put those packages together, Steve, because we did invest a lot of money. And same thing with the Faraday bags. You know, we did invest a lot of money into them, even though we're still having a hard time getting as many as we want. I would love to have 10,000 backpacks, but that's not going to happen. But yeah. And then also, I just want to mention the satellite phone bag. We do have these in inventory as well. So we have pretty much everything that we talked about in inventory. It is limited. So let us know what you need. Give us a call, or they can also place the orders online.
Well, thank you. And Jennifer, do you have anything you want to say?
I think we basically summed it all up. We just really wanted to make a line for everybody's everyday use that could help protect them. And that line is ever growing. So there's always new ideas we're coming up with, and there's always new products that are going to come out. So right. We're excited about that.
And again, I'm just going to close this out with you guys by saying, we're all in the escape zone now. The idea is to get out of harm's way, not put yourself in it. And Tina, you've heard me say this since we've known each other for, 10, however many years. We want everyone to be out of harm's way. The safest place to be is where everyone else isn't. So, ladies and gentlemen, just apply that principle and have your backpack. Ladies, have your person. By the way, I'm on record. I'll make this clear. Everyone who's a woman who's single or is in a singular motion, or you've got a husband that doesn't really get at what's going on, go to your local gun shop with an indoor range and learn how to shoot a pistol. So anyway, Jennifer, nice meeting you and, you know, face to face. And Tina, great, great idea. And I got to tell you, escape zone. You know, everybody else is in the twilight zone, in my opinion. I want to be in the escape zone. So, you know, thank you both. And what a wonderful line of products that you're making available to people that others don't have. So, you know, thank you, Tina. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you so much. God bless you both and the listeners.
Folks, Tina and Jennifer, I'm going to tell you two women who I definitely want on my side. Great products, great functionality, great, I'll tell you what, their quality, and the entire line is quality. All right, Steve, and you mentioned the bivy stick. What I did was I put mine back in the box. I keep packing material all of the time. So this is what it looks like when you get it. And folks, I'm going to tell you, this is an amazing little device. I only say this because, look, I'm not the best at electronics and stuff. Ask Eric. And if I can do this, you can too. So, okay. Steve, go ahead, sir.
As we were talking with Tina and Jennifer, all of the information I'm getting from all different sources, okay, both overseas, in this country, obviously New York Prepper, obviously there's a lot of people that are picking up bits and pieces. But what everyone doesn't understand, and I mean this, even guys that should know better, is that the minute the United States comes to the aid of Israel against Iran, the Iranian sleeper cells are going to be activated. The Iranian sleeper cells aren't guys that just went to a terrorist training camp in some other Arab nation. No, these are really trained troops. They are specialists. Here's what I was told. They have entire groups centered around detonations, bombs. They have snipers. They have a list, Doug, of people that they're going to be taken out. And ladies and gentlemen, even the people you see trying to pass gun control, those guys are on the list too. So I think it's important that we understand that while the rhinos without spinos, or, you know, I would say this, stand-in lizard people, that would be the Republicans, that want a war, they're not able to fight that war. Doug, we don't have bombs. We don't have bullets. We have a Luciferian elite that wants to sacrifice 250 million American lives. And so, you know, all these people want to take lives. God bless Gerald Celente. Whatever happened to blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. War is a horrible thing. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the critical point that I think most preachers, teachers are missing. It's going to come against Christians fast and furious. They're going to use whatever mayhem or whatever problems arise that they're going to generate to basically do their thrill of the kill list. Remember, ladies and gentlemen, there are specific statements out there that 125 million people have to die. And some of those statements made by famous politicians running for office right now, some of those on the Democrat side, some of those have absolutely been scrubbed from the internet. Just like Kamala Harris's choice for vice president, they're scrubbing stuff from the internet. So, Doug, we're at a point now where I'm going to say this. Anybody who's listening to MSM News, who is listening to the same words, is being programmed through neuro-linguistic programming. I get so sick and tired of notices. They say everything's the ultra-right. The London Daily Mail is notorious for couching everything that isn't even related to the right-left paradigm. It's the crazy people on the right. Well, why is it that the crazy people on the left who want civil war, want mayhem, want 125 million Americans murdered, why is that not pertinent, Doug? It's because we're being programmed. We're not only being sheep led to the slaughter, but they're driving us to the slaughter chutes. Go ahead, sir.
You know, things are happening very quickly on the domestic side, on the international, or the global side. And I think, well, this is just me. When you look at the, well, if you draw the lens back, and just very, very quickly, going from, you talked about neuro-linguistic programming, the role of the media. When you go from what we saw, what, I'll just say 21 days ago, we were on a certain trajectory. And within the last 3 weeks, we have seen remember, 3 weeks ago, roughly, hey, Joe Biden, I'm in it to win it. I'm here. That's the way it's going to be. So we had a coup, or we witnessed a coup in the leftist Communist Party. Harris was elevated, contrary to what Biden said. And then Waltz came into the picture, you know, temp on Tim Waltz, along with mattress back Harris. But even more, even worse, is the Chinese connections between Waltz and the Communist Chinese Party. Having said all of that, what is happening domestically with this change-up is designed, I think, to your, what you stated about the neuro-linguistic programming. I think that you're watching the media, the corporate media, really double down on that very programming you're talking about to get people to accept people on the left communist ticket who no one voted for, who no one asked for, but were thrust upon them. And then they're being told to accept it, not just accept it, but to like it. I'm just saying. Go ahead. And by the way, as well, all of this is designed, or I believe, is showing weakness to our enemies from without. And that is perhaps maybe not a bug, but maybe a feature, because chaos needs to reign prior to, I think, the decision of November of this year. Did you say something, Eric? Okay, we're good. Steve, go ahead.
Well, everyone's still looking at a political turnaround. Let me ask everybody this. If it's already known that three-letter agencies conspired to try and take out former President Trump, and that's the news, I mean, come on, FBI agents on record stating that they're sorry he didn't die. The most colossal, intentional mess-up by the Secret Service. Ladies and gentlemen, there is no law any longer. It's being weaponized, has been weaponized. One of the most beautiful things about the United States used to be equal justice under the law. That no longer exists. And so what I think, Doug, here's what I ask people. I want everyone to answer this question in their own mind and thinking it through. What's going to change if everyone that could have spoken up spoke out and bore false witness against Trump? Look, I'm not a Trump fan. I want people to understand that. But what I am a fan of is the truth. And, you know, Doug, I attribute where we're at right now to the lack of spine in contemporary Christianity, because the Bible says where the Spirit of the Lord is, that's the Holy Spirit, there is liberty. And this land is no longer free. This land is a subdued nation. Look, I love my country. Tell me this. What happens to the hundreds of thousands of servicemen around the world when the American dollar crashes? You know, we on the Hagman Report and on the Q Files, and you know, I was on with Mike Adams and different people, but you guys have been warned and warned and warned that the day's coming when the American dollar will be worthless. That's not a threat. That's not a scare tactic. It's not fear porn. And then you have the, how do I say this? The imbecilic actions of the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury. We're up to $35 trillion in debt. Tell me, how do you run a government when you're broke? The U.S. military can't even afford to pay for gunpowder. And guess why? Because there's a sanctimonious sanction against China. We don't have any uranium process because Russia does that. So, ladies and gentlemen, ask yourself this. Would you send 100 men against 100 men with rifles with basically sticks and stones, or would you send them with rubber guns or plastic guns going bang, 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 bang? Doug, it is ludicrous. It is insanity. But the neuro-linguistic programming, the hypnosis, the unreal world that people live in, hoping against hope that, you know, well, if we just get the right guy in there, it's going to change everything. No, it isn't. Look at how many times the, I call them the zombie cons, have flip-flopped on everything. And, I mean, they just continue to flip-flop on everything. And it's the nation is no longer what it was, where people could hope that you can elect the right people any longer. You could elect everyone who's right, but there is a power, there's an unseen force, and it is Lucifer himself that is bringing the world to the brink of disaster so he can bring on his one world government, his one world religion, and his one world financial control. And it, you know, when you distill everything down, that's the only way to explain the evil that was triggered worldwide. So human beings are outside of the grace of God, outside the redemption of God, and outside of their personal relationship with Jesus, we are targeted for extinction. But it doesn't end with extinction. Extinction turns to damnation without Jesus.
Boy, that you're exactly right. You're exactly right on that. And during this conversation, in no way do I believe, just to reinforce what Steve said, look, there are no political solutions to the spiritual problems that we have. We've got to find the answers in the spiritual, but we also have to be obedient and be guided by God. You know, I believe, look, I believe we were born for such a time, but I also believe that we have to be obedient and listen to the instructions that God gives us. I cited a couple of quotes from you during our supporters meeting on Sunday, but one, and this might not fit in this particular conversation, you know, a need does not necessarily constitute a calling. And I thought about that because, you know, you might be asked or you might think about doing something, but without prayerful consideration and guidance from the hand of God, you might be in the wrong, you might be playing in the wrong sandbox, okay, wrong playground. So make sure that you're prayed up and you go out there and you fight the battle that you're supposed to be fighting. Go ahead, sir.
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, the basic premise of Christianity is that we're fighting a fight in the spiritual realm, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. But the unseen world is controlling the seen world, and the invisible is becoming visible. It's becoming manifest evil. And by the way, I want to tell everyone who's pre-ordered the DVD, Earth and the Crosshairs, The Gates of Hell Have Opened, those are going to be shipping out on Tuesday or Wednesday. It's available on video on demand already. You can go to Gen6GENSIX.com and you can watch it. And the people, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that are watching are going, wow, some of the revelations coming out of that is when you hear Dr. Travis Taylor saying there's no way to get Star Trek technology to get you the opposite ends. I'm paraphrasing, opposite ends of the galaxy. But there is ancient technology called stargates. There are ancient portals, P-O-R-T-A-L-S. There are wormholes. And ladies and gentlemen, the antiquity of the world talks about this. If you've watched Skinwalker Ranch, if you watch After Skinwalker Ranch, those of you who have watched our Holocaust of Giants, I would encourage everybody to go again on Gen6.com and look and watch the Holocaust of Giants. That's a DVD. Look and watch the Unholy See. That would be the Pope. The thing is that it's to give you the background necessary to understand the nature of the battle. Because, again, you can't throw rocks at the devil. What do? Throw rocks in the horizon and hope you hit them? No, but through intercessory prayer, through submitting ourselves to God, through praying, believing that the steps of a righteous person are ordered by the Lord, we can make headway. And, Doug, a thing that really, I guess, I don't know if it irritates or infuriates, maybe both of them, is that this silence in the face of evil that's rising against Christians, the slander, but more importantly, the slander against God, the slander against Jesus. I, for one, am fed up with the leftist bastards, and that means a fallen angel's offspring taking shots at Jesus in the silence in the church. Look, outside of the power of God in us, resident by the Holy Spirit, and prayerful agreement in prayer, we cannot have victory with bombs, bullets, and rockets on earth. We can get the victory in the heavens, and those bombs, bullets, and missiles on earth can be turned against the evil. Evil can blow itself out of the sandbox. But I really think, and thank you for that, is really important that just as this headline says, look at, consider how our nation's morality and spiritual condition has fallen deeper into the abyss as we look at what many Christians do now. I can't watch, I mean, I get snippets sent from me. I cannot watch contemporary Christian programming with few exceptions, because all it is, in my opinion, it's the orchestration past the graveyard of eternal damnation, no longer just whistling past the graveyard. I want to share another thing. In our new DVD, The Gates of Hell Have Opened, no one ever talked about that until the context of Stargates and the, if you will, the technology that's now available. So God put a time, if you will, a time lock on that information. Now it's everywhere. People are seeing UAPs, unidentified aerial phenomena. They're seeing UFOs. They're seeing stargates. And the imagery in our new DVD is unlike anything we've ever done before, by the way. And when we've got some of the world's experts, and I mean, Travis Taylor, obviously we've got the late Cliff Mahudi. What is important is Marcellus Medina. We've got some of the most prominent Native American elders, and it's they're telling you about the gates of technology, but this goes beyond the Holocaust of Giants. So you're going to learn something. It's not just neat stuff that happened in history. It's stuff happening in the contemporary realm, Doug, that is going to affect everyone's life, because it doesn't get better from here. Based on the devil's timetable, it only gets worse from here. Does that make sense?
It does, actually. It really does. And to add some, not that that needs context or anything like that, but what Steve said, think about today. Today's the 8th day of August, 2024. It was one, and again, I mentioned this specifically because of the time continuum and all, but it was 1 year ago today that the Maui fires started, the Maui fires. It was 1 year ago today. I don't know, folks, it seem like to you 100 years or a day and a half ago. I don't know, but I'll tell you, that's something. But no, you're right on this. Go ahead. I wanted to throw that in there kind of as a anchor point for.
Well, millions and millions of people are dying worldwide. The Maui fire, nobody, and I remember I kept saying, where are the children? We are the sex trafficking, pedophilic, pervert personas in the world. We in the United States. The horrors that go on by the whores, whores, in our political realm, Doug, they're bought and paid for. It doesn't matter which group's bought which group, but they're bought and paid for. That's why you can vote until you're blue in the face and nothing really changes. We've got an example in the Maui fires. We've got example in the California fires and in the Western Canadian provinces. We're watching weather warfare turned against the people, especially if you're a Texan or a Floridian. All of the records for Florida's weird weather, they're breaking. There's never been a time like that in history. And so when people say, oh, that's just normal cycles. No, it's not. It's geoengineering, weather warfare that is attacking the human race. And now we're hearing 13 states don't have enough food. United States don't have enough food to feed their population. We've been warning and warning and warning about what's going on, not just with the GMO food. That was the first step. But now the messenger RNA vaccine is going to be put in all food. And ladies and gentlemen, this is why it's so critical that you consider, look, everything they're doing, they want to result in your death. That's what the result is. Everything they, the politicians, left, right, upside down, standing on their heads, basically, everything you're doing is to destroy humanity. And like robots, Doug, the robotic revolution, I mean, James Cameron, the man that put out the Terminator movies, the first two, he said, I tried to warn you. You know, we're doing a private briefing. It's closed now. It may be special. Somebody wants to come on that, you know, is really serious. I'll open it up. But the next private briefing is on the coming roboticide of the human race. Let me just give everybody a taste of it. The Chinese plan to have 2 million robotic soldiers introduced into the world's battlefields by 2025. Sounds like a familiar date to me. Everybody who has AI and who has robotic, skills to produce robots are combining AI, and I call that alien infestation, with the robots. So ladies and gentlemen, it's just like the Terminator movie. When robots become sentient, it's not because that, you know, they found the formula for turning an inanimate object into an animate thinking machine. No, it's because of the demon, the disembodied spirit, will inhabit those robots and turn on humans. No matter what the program safety parameters are, Doug, this is a colossal. And by the way, by 2025, I think I've seen up to 25 to 50 million military robots deployed. People say, well, they can't do it that fast. They're doing it. Chinese already have a 2 million robot entity army right now.
Let me ask you, because I've often wondered this, and this will help me understand the robotic AI thing. If one of those happened to be in my backyard and I am looking at it, how do I terminate that robot?
The only way you can terminate a robot, number one, it depends on what firepower, because the Chinese are equipping these things with machine guns. They're also equipping them with multiple grenade launchers. There's a whole slew of weapons, including what the Chinese equivalent of LA rocket launchers, the shoulder fired anti-tank missiles. The thing is that you have to almost go into the realm of hunting tigers. I'm not kidding when I say this. You have to have a trap that the robot's not able to get out of. In other words, you got to dig a pit in your backyard. Or you have to have a metal, like fishnet. It can't be nylon. That's nothing. But a metal net, like a metal cargo net that you can drop on this thing. And that means you got to have a high location. The other way is you got to have a drone that you can articulate to attack the operating system, because most of these robots have, they have their control antennas, and you've got to be able to interfere with the signal that is controlling the robot. Now, remember, some of these things are autonomous already. So that means nobody needs a radio antenna to tell the robot what to do. But here's the thing, Doug. I want to make the bottom line as clear as I can. They will turn against humans. AI was never meant to supplement human intelligence. It was meant to destroy all humanity. I can back that up. I've written a couple books on it. I know what I'm talking about. People, I don't believe that. We're going to live forever. I'm going to download my brain. You know, somebody tell me they're going to download their brain in a machine. I'm going, are you sure you have one to download? The point is that everybody wants this vast amount of knowledge. Everybody wants, and some of the most famous, the most famous singularity-believing people, Zoltan Isfahan, that are looking for, if you will, the day they become gods. He says at the heart of every person who's a transhumanist, they simply don't want to die. So we're right back to the Garden of Eden. Basically, you're going to know good and evil, and it'll be unparalleled in history. And ye shall not surely die. Well, I got news for you. The robot's going to make sure that does not come to pass and that everyone surely dies. Look, I'm not just anti-technology, but when you understand what matter is composed of, too deep a subject to go into right now, but we deal with this in our new film. And I mean, Travis Taylor does a good job of explaining some of the most complicated and just some of the most complicated math and physics issues and bringing it right down, condensing it so anybody can understand it. You don't need that. You don't need a PhD to understand superpositioning or, you know, quantum theory. Those are all nice words, but it's really easy to understand. So, ladies and gentlemen, I would encourage you to go on gensix.com, G-E-N-S-I-X.com. And if you're out of the country, we got people, Doug, all over the world that listen to us, view it on demand, because we're finding that the censorship of like my books, T. Quayle books, and others are being blocked in Australia, Britain. I mean, we don't. So go and watch this, because it is that critical. And now all orders are in stock and will be shipped next week. So where it says this is a pre-order, I'll have that taken off. But now I just got my shipping notices. So we have our labels already printed. Doug, this is so critical, because Jesus didn't say stuff that was irrelevant. Upon the rock of faith, not Peter, upon the rock of faith will God build his church. That means his called out ones. And Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail. But he didn't say they won't open and they don't stay closed forever. Some of the research we've been doing in conjunction with other people around the world, some of the gates, the actual stargates, whether they're circular or square, with all the different hieroglyphics on them, and people can see this on the trailer, are mind-boggling, because they transcend, prior to the creation, what would be called the gap theory, they transcend the time period that most people think, oh, Adam and Eve were the first, they were the first humans made in God's image and likeness. But you go to the Sumerian texts, and you go back 65,000 years, And you find out that all the kings that were on earth prior to the creation of Adam and Eve were fallen angels. That's why you see big guys on thrones, and you see specific people holding either elephants or lions by their back feet. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a whole different real world out there of true history, and it's covered up, covered over, and it's kept from you because everything in real history testifies to the Genesis narrative of the devil and his angels fought against God and his angels, and one third of the angels in heaven fell. That doesn't mean they're sitting up there playing harps or singing "Woe is me." They are out to destroy the human race in full fury and as fast as they can, because we have something that they don't have. It's called the redemption of Jesus Christ. You must all read the book of Enoch. I understand people say, well, that's not in the scripture. It is. It was in the Ethiopian text. It was in the original Catholic Bible, the pseudepigrapha. The pseudepigrapha just means writings that were attributed to different people, in this case, Enoch, or the Book of Giants. But ladies and gentlemen, it's critical that you start to understand the ramifications. And Doug, I know I said this on your program. The ramifications will lead to the damnification eternal of those who do not know Jesus as Lord and Savior. So with that in mind, the devil's going to put a full court press on shutting up Christians, on doing everything he can to frustrate the sharing of the gospel, the telling people Jesus really loves you. God's word to a fallen world is, come, let us, God speaking, reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll make them as white as wool. We can't change our lives. God can. And again, he will. So I'm telling people, as people begin to lose it, and ladies and gentlemen, watching what's going on in Britain, if you even talk about what's going on in Britain or post it on social media, they will come and arrest you now. Did you see that, Doug?
Yes, as a matter of fact. The Labour Party member also stepped in. I don't know whether you saw this. And I don't recall the name, but said to the counter protesters that, your throats should be cut or whatever.
Right.
So what's going on in England right now, in Britain, I'm telling you, it should serve as a wake up call to every other Western nation, including and especially the United States, because it's already here. The people are already here. They're just waiting for the go signal, if you will, or to take advantage or exploit any situation that might arise. So, yes. It's a civil war over there right now, at least in my view. And you're
not wrong.
Hey, don't talk bad or don't put a post on Facebook. You can burn down the friggin' block, but hey, keep your hands off Facebook and don't retweet anything. Because, we're going to throw you in jail. And there it is, Luke Rakowski. MSM in the UK is telling people that they will be prosecuted if they share even accidentally any information on the civil unrest happening there now. And we're in contact with Jim Ferguson from the UK, who is doing just that, but righteously doing that. And, I pray for that guy. Pray for him, Jim Ferguson. But anyway, there it is. Yeah. So for people who don't believe it, there it is.
Well, and again, I think what's critical, cut their throats. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a war between the world of Islam and Christianity, because in the Quran it talks about cutting off the heads of the unbelievers, and that's everyone who's not a Muslim. And look what's happening in Germany. Look what's happening. And what I think is strange is the sun, what used to be said, the sun never set on the British Empire because of their presence worldwide, excuse me. And Doug, now it can be said, the sun has set over Britain and a new evil has come upon the planet. All of Europe is in the devil's fist, all of it. NATO and all of its member nations, If I can say this, if I told you, and I won't, what perverted practices some of these people do, you'd think we were back in the 2500 BC period of time, because it's one thing for the tribes and the different nations around Israel to burn their children in the arms of Moloch, and it's another thing to put up with what's going on now. We have become a cannibal nation, C-A-N-N-I-B-A-L. Maybe I only got one N, but the point being is that we're devouring, the land devours its inhabitants. That's like right out of Numbers 13:33. And I'm only quoting the scripture there to show you that, ladies and gentlemen, we have our brothers, we have our fellow Americans, we have people that used to be the middle class. They're being devoured and spit out. They're just being spit out. We have veterans that were willing to lay down their lives, many of them lost limbs, to fight for the F word, freedom, abandoned, and in many cases, picked up and done away with. That's a real story, Doug. Picking up, meaning, sneakily in the night, grabbing veterans and doing them. That means killing them.
There's so much documentation about that from the 50s, specifically the 60s. If people don't believe that experiments are taking place with the military, even with the homeless, using drugs, hallucinogens and such, in addition to disappearing them, man, this has been going on for some time. So you're right, Steve.
Well, again, time, and it used to be an old Stone song, time is on my side. No, it's not. It truly is not. We're told to redeem the time. We're told not to kill it. We're told not to fill it with, garbage, but redeem the time. And Doug, we're already in August 8th, and where did the summer go? That 60s protest song, Where Have All the Flowers Gone? Now it's Where Have All the Hours Gone? And we cannot regain lost time. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me make this clear. If people won't listen to you about Jesus, pray about this. Ask the Lord to show you who, because, again, time is not on your side. Time is not on my side. And only what we do for the Lord is what's going to matter. And that's where we're at right now, Doug. That's where we're at. Because each man will give account of what he did in the flesh. Christians will give an account for our faithfulness. Non-Christians will give an account to God, where he shows you your life without Jesus, and then a straight-o into the lake of fire. And I'm sorry, but people don't want to deal with they don't want to deal with the eternal consequences of their temporal bad behavior. And so, and not only behavior, but rebellion against God. So I think that that's really important. And by the way, today, obviously, Japan had a 7.1 earthquake, small tsunami warning, but they're not talking about just the 7.1. They're talking about a megaquake coming. That would be an 8.5 to a 9. And if you know anything of the seismic history, there we go. Thank you, Eric. If you know the seismic history of the Japanese islands, it's not really good. And what's also problematic is what happens in Japan, believe it or not, due to all of the seismic interactions will affect Cascadia and the Wanda Fuca plate. And I will tell you this, the movie that we did on volcanoes, is so critical that people are emailing me today saying, man, Steve, are you seeing all this stuff about Cascadia in the news? Cascadia is the big one. It's not Yellowstone National Park. And so what is critical at this time and hour is people take what I would call a reality assessment and dug a checklist. What will I do if I can't get the money out of the bank, my own bank? What will I do if one day my credit cards are good and the next day they're all invalid? What good will it do when I go to turn on my light switch or flush my toilet? And guess what? The light switch doesn't go on and the toilet doesn't flush. What happens to all the food in the refrigerators and in the freezers? that goes bad. And a lot of people bought stuff in freezers that's maybe 6 years to 6 years, forgive me, 6 months to a year old. Look at the prices now. So let's say you've got $300 worth of food in your freezer, and now it's $1,000 to replace it. Ladies and gentlemen, it is so critical. And I'm glad for the beginning of this program because it is a life commercial. Doug, you know what's at stake? Not your 401k, not your retirement plan. By the way, the Democrats and Republicans would take all that stuff away. It's where do you stand right now? So make a checklist. I'm telling everybody, get off online banking. Get off. And one more get off, that's seven. Get off online banking.
Let me add this, because many people, when you say that, a lot of people say, well, it comes with my account. You can log on. You can do all sorts of things online. Well, you can, just because it's there, doesn't mean you have to rely upon it or use it. So I'm a big paper guy. It just asks the architect, drives them nuts. But I like it down on paper. I like to be able to have the paper. I'm a big cash guy. I don't use, what is that, Apple Pay, or I don't know, Eric, some of these things that you pay with. I don't use those. And you know, I still write checks. I had somebody look at me and say, what are you doing? And I said, I'm writing a check. And it was almost like they didn't understand what a check was. Anyway, Steve, you're right. Just because it's there, though, doesn't mean you have to use it. Go ahead.
Well, convenience is sleeping through your house burning down, okay? Seriously. Well, you never woke up, so you never had to worry about the fire or the insurance. The house is on fire, Doug. The United States of America is absolutely, it's going up. I'm not just talking about all of the different fires on the West Coast or in the Pacific Northwest or in, like I said, Western Canada. By the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's all a function of a pre-invasion plan of the United States. I forget who it was that was talking about Great Terror and all of the Jeff Nyquist. I'm sorry, that's who was talking about it. But we've moved from that kind of terror into real terror. So the infrastructure is going to go out. And Doug, the burning out of the forest was simple. No place to run, no place to hide.
Mm.
No place to go and find your venison dinner or to tan your hide. Because in essence, the devils that are, the powers that be, they're not only destroying habitat of people where they can go, they're even going so far as putting teams of special operations, men and women, in the major campgrounds, in, you know, motorhomes and everything, because they monitor who comes into the campgrounds, who goes out of the campground. I remember talking about that stuff 10 years ago. No, maybe 15 years ago. And it's all in the, basically, the idea is that there'll be no way out, no place to run, no place to hide, because they want to let you know. You talk about cash. Ladies and gentlemen, if you surrender cash, you might as well just say, cut my throat, because I'm serious, because they want to control. Let me ask you a question, Doug. Here's a good question. Who wants American central bank digital currency when we can't even pay the interest on our national debt of $35 trillion? Who's going to trust us? Well, I can't think of anybody. And knowing Operation Sandman, the complete repudiation of the U.S. dollar synchronized at one point in time, that's where it's going to head. So what happens when you sit around? Well, you know, I can't even begin to imagine all the different scenarios, but all of them are not good, because everybody runs out of food. Everybody runs out of toilet paper. Everybody runs out of fresh water, running water. Where are you going to go? Where are you going to be running to get fresh water? Well, I ain't got a good municipal water. I mean, they treat it. Yeah, nothing's going to happen. That's like the guy in the desert calling water, water, and all you see is buffalo skulls, like the old Western movies. I think that people better have a double baptism of reality to be able to deal with where we are at and what is going on at this moment.
What do you expect to happen? I mean, look, I know you don't have a crystal ball, and you and I speak about this. But with the saber rattling by Iran over in the Middle East, with China and Russia feeling froggy against the U.S., with a vacuum of leadership in the executive branch right now, with all of the divisiveness taking place, what do you expect to happen in the short term? I know we've gone through this in the past. Have you changed any projections in your mind?
Well, I think the biggest one is the Israeli-Iran coming conflagration. You don't go closing Egyptian airspace or Lebanese airspace or Moroccan airspace or Cyprus, the island of Cyprus airspace, all within hours of the threat that, you know, Iran is going to pay Israel back. They went to the United Nations. They're doing everything by the book. I would say this, the trigger point for a lot of what I'm talking about today is when Israel and Iran go at it. Russia, China, North Korea have said that if Israel uses nuclear weapons, then that they will also use it. So what we're seeing is a whole world gathered against Israel. And ladies and gentlemen, it's the provocative action. People can argue with me over Ezekiel 38:39, Gog, Magog. But when that trigger point, Doug, and I expect that, honestly, within the next 3 weeks minimum, because, again, the rhetoric is increasing, the threats are increasing, and, you know, look, Hezbollah can launch $20,000 worth of rockets, and Israel has to use Iron Dome rockets that cost upwards of, you know, $20,000 per rocket, and they'll wear them out. 20,000 missiles, 30,000 missiles, all launched at once against Israel, will not work. And I'm going to share this with you. I believe in, to everybody saying, shut up, pull back. And yet we have NATO tanks penetrating into Russia, 10 kilometers. We've got F-16 jets. I'm telling you, if the American people knew the price that people are paying over there with their lives, they wouldn't believe it, Doug, because it's that horrific. The West is losing that many men. It's horrific. And so why tell people what they won't believe? Because they won't believe what their eyes see. So Jesus made it simple. I'm not Jesus. I'm just saying he made it simple. He said, if I've told you earthly things and you believe me not, how can I tell you heavenly things? In other words, if I'm telling you what you can see with your own eyes and you won't believe that, how can I show you what things are to come? You know, and I think that's where we're at. I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. And that segues nicely into Earth and the Crosshairs, because when I, and folks, this is a quality production. It, people will say, well, I don't need something like that to understand the Bible. No, yeah, no, you don't. You really don't. So just go on your merry way. But you know, to take a deep dive into what's going on today and what the Bible says and what the Bible has documented, and even when you look at some of the recent findings, some of the recent things of late, Earth and the Crosshairs is quite relevant to what's taking place today. Folks, again, if you go to gen6.com, it's on your screen right there, and order the video on demand or the DVD, depending on what your preference is. I'm telling you, it's important, I think. And this, again, this is one of the best things you've done, Steve, I believe, in laying out the foundation for many issues that we're talking about today. So thank you for doing that. Earth and the Crosshairs at gen6.com. The link will be in the program description box at HagmanPI.com. Hopefully I didn't detract from what you were going to say next.
No, not at all. For instance, on that image that people are seeing on the screen, that square image with Mars in the very center and all of the almost look like airplane propellers, that's a very special gate, a star gate. That thing's about 10 feet tall and about 8 feet wide. But imagine that in our research, we've turned up about a half a dozen of those, Doug, and all of those symbols, that's what you're seeing along, you know, the horizontal and the vertical support beams of this, all tell a story. And because of, again, our glyph project, which has had to be put on hold just because of the financial, demands of it, the Earth and the Crosshairs is showing people, it's not just in the physical realm, but if you notice, the interdimensional gates of hell have opened. And that's where most people are going to lose it. They just are going to lose it. When Jesus said men's hearts failing them for fear of looking after those things coming upon the earth, he's not kidding. He is not a trickster. You know, by the way, that's a Desert Southwest term for, you know, evil spirits. We learned that from, you know, all the people when Tom Horn was alive. We did the video production documentary, Holocaust of Giants. So I want people to understand something. I believe, and God is faithful. A lot of people say, you sure it's going to get out? I believe the Lord absolutely was faithful, saying it will get out. For those who have ears to hear and eyes to see, it's going to be a blessing. By the way, William Henry's interview in this with us is just superb. And what's fascinating, he talks about the Egyptians in the Grand Canyon. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've never seen, it's available for video on demand, if you have never seen the Forbidden History, Egyptians in the Grand Canyon, it's a remarkable video, and people claim, wow, that's really well done. The truth is coming out, Doug, and God will use me, he'll use anybody that's willing to step in and step up. So I want everyone to understand this. And on the previous page, it said pre-order. They're being shipped now. I'll change that when I get off the show. By the way, how long do we have, Doug?
We have about 3 minutes left.
How do I get 3 hours and 3 minutes?
Man, I'll tell you what, time is going, isn't it? I mean,
yeah. I mean, look around. You know, it's accelerating. Here's the important thing: we are eternal beings. We are. Where we end up in eternity, which is not time, and it is not the space we know. It's a forever. Forever means it's not, eternity minus an hour or eternity plus a minute. Eternity is a state of being. The Bible talks about the mystery of time will be no more. And what we're experiencing is the literal word of God being fulfilled, that God is shortening the days for the elect's sake. And that's us. Whoever is redeemed by the blood of Jesus is the elect. I would encourage everybody to sit for 30 minutes and just make a list of everything you're grateful for. When I go and wash my face in the morning and I got hot water, when I can flush the toilet and it flushes, when I can get up in the middle of night and turn on the light. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got everything to be thankful for. And I want to say this in closing. Everything we've been given by Almighty God and his grace and his mercy, everything we've taken for granted will be taken from us. Our freedom, our ability to live life as we want, every aspect of our being, to buy what we want, to do what we want, it's all being taken away. We'll only be able to keep, including our lives in the eternal sense, by relying on the living God. Trust the Lord with all your heart. This is my daily thing. You know, trust the Lord with all your heart. You know? And again, that's the key, Doug, you know?
You know, and what you said about being grateful for certain things, I'm telling you right now, I have to constantly remind myself about everything that we have. Because otherwise everything seems so bleak. But you know, we've been gifted by God for being where we are today. And like you said, if we're able to do things and get food from our refrigerator, which is working, or anything. Be grateful for what you have, but also prepare as well for that time when nothing will work. So, Steve, I mean, you hit it out of the park, man. I'm telling you.
Thank you. This glass of water, every glass, every sip you take is going to be taken from you unless you stand and resist evil in the power of the Lord's might. Doug, God bless you. Thank you, guys. Stat123.com, BeReady123.com. Go there. You're running out of time. That's not a pitch. That's reality.
Amen to that, my friend. And they're good products. As well as Earth and the Crosshairs, as you see on your screen. Make sure you get that right now. Shipping today. God bless you, Steve. God bless everyone. Thank you for tuning in.